America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. There has been much hullabaloo all over the country over the past several months now about standardized tests. When I was in school, when it was time for the test, you went to school, you took the test, and you went home. And you brought your number 2 pencil. You don't even need that anymore. There is a test known as the Park Test, which is being given in many parts of the country. And kids are saying, no, we don't want to take the test. And parents are saying, it's okay. You don't have to take the test. How times have changed. Let's talk standardized tests. And there's no other person better to talk about anything related to kids than Susie Cerrone, a.k.a. Parent Tip with Susie Cerrone. Susie, welcome back to the show.
Hey there, Ed. How are you?
I'm fine, Susie. What a time this is. I cannot remember another time ever where kids could literally decide, I'm not taking the test, I'm signing a petition, I'm only 12 years old, and I just won't do it.
Well, you know, my daughter's in 11th grade now, but when she was in elementary school, they had the, I believe it was 4th and 5th grade testing. And in our school district, they had something that was mandatory. You had to go weekly. There was a mandatory session once a week from 3 to 4. You had to go and take the test. And, you know, I see both sides of this story. I understand where the kids don't want to be penalized. It is pressure on the kids because to do well on the test means a good school district. To have a good school district means higher property costs, higher property taxes. But I see both sides. I mean, the kids need to be tested to see what they know and what they don't know. And you know what? There is too much pressure, but we do need to know how these kids are doing. And, you know, once your kids get a little older, like we're going through that now with the SAT and the ACT, a lot of colleges now, a good chunk of them, are test optional. So what we did is we took the practice SAT, we took the practice ACT. My daughter did stronger on the SAT than the ACT. So what we've decided is we're just going to concentrate on the SAT. My daughter signed us up online. It took half an hour to do it on the iPad. They want to know all kinds of financial questions about the parents. Yeah, all things for the SAT. But yes, we do need to know how they're doing.
I think a lot of this is the school districts, the teachers, don't want us to know how well or how poorly the schools are doing. There is a school district in New Jersey that I know where firsthand the teachers gathered all the kids in an assembly and told them, go home and tell your parents you do not want to take this test. And I was flabbergasted, there's a word for you, when I heard about that. Why? And when it gets back to the other thing about allowing kids to back out of things that may have a little too much pressure. When they're 25, when they're 30, when they're 35, when their boss wants a report done, are they going to, Mom, could you please call my boss because I don't want to do it. What are we teaching our kids when we're allowing them the easy way out? It's a standardized test. It does not affect their grade. It affects more of what the school district represents and how they're looked upon. But getting back to your thing with the SAT, $50, and then to ask you these financial questions, how dare they? Why do they need to know this information?
I have no idea. We can perhaps explore that with Parent Tip in the next few months because I'm in the throes of that right now. But yeah, I'm like, Mia, what are you doing? Why is it taking so long? And she said, Mom, all these questions keep popping up on the website. It was $52.50 for the SAT to take it one time. Now, no one takes it just one time. We'll probably take it 3 or 4 times. But going back to lower grade standardized testing, when my daughter had to take it in 4th and 5th grade, we received emails. We even received robocalls from the superintendent of the school district. Just a reminder, the standardized testing is tomorrow. Please make sure your child gets a good night's sleep. Please make sure your child has a good breakfast. Yeah, I know in my school zone, I would say the overwhelming majority, I would say 98% of the parents did make their kids take the test. And you're right. You know what? We need to introduce them to a little bit of pressure, if you will. Nobody likes pressure, but you know what? You're right. You are going to have to deal with pressure throughout your life. So let's do it now. We'll start them a little early. We'll take them by the hand. But yeah, you've got to introduce them to some kind of, you know, pressure. It is a dirty word, but everyone has to deal with it.
So if as a whole the students underperformed on the test, I guess we could blame poor sleep habits and too many Pop-Tarts on the morning of the test. That's amazing. And I say, you know, robocalls are annoying to begin with. And to get that from the school district, there was a commercial being shown in the New York area not long ago. I saw it in my area of New Jersey with a mother staring at the camera. We don't need to have them take the test. The teachers are saying they need this time to teach. Really? How much time are we really losing in the classroom if we're taking a standardized test for a couple of days? Is it really starting to impede upon the educational process? I would say no.
Yeah, you know, I think some parents need to not dramatize it so much. It's a test. It's not going to count on their grade. It's just a reflection of the school.
Back in my day, my biggest concern was if I had enough number two pencils and what happens if they all break during the test. How times have changed. Well, it's always a pleasure to have Susie Cerrone in studio, and we'll catch up with Susie down the road when more parenting issues and questions arise. But as always, Susie, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Ed, so much. And yep, SAT adventures next.
That's right, folks. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you prepare yourself for a brighter future? Here's the two keys.
First, be learning, not learned. A diploma or certification isn't the end. It's the beginning. Don't rest on your laurels. Keep learning.
Learn from your successes, from your mistakes, from others, from books.
Learn anywhere and everywhere you can.
The second key to a brighter future is don't just live and learn, apply it. Knowledge has no value. You gain from it by putting it to use.
So make time for learning, but only after you've asked an incredibly important question. Will you apply it? If not, don't waste your time.
The power in learning comes from living it. That leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic in one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma. My man.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Scientists who have mapped HIV across Europe say Europeans who leave on vacation are coming back infected. Turns out Greece, Portugal, Serbia, and Spain are big HIV exporters, while Great Britain is both an HIV importer and exporter, the Retrovirology Journal says. Yet countries like Austria, Belgium, Denmark, Germany, and Luxembourg have very little transmission within their borders, as populations use condoms more often. Uniquely, in Poland, HIV is contained and seems only spread by injecting drug users. The upshot? HIV exporters are Greece, Portugal, Serbia, and Spain. Both exporters and importers turn out to be Israel, Norway, the Netherlands, Sweden, Switzerland, and the UK. And European countries not spreading HIV are Austria, Belgium, Denmark, Germany, and Luxembourg. Condom users.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.